and welcome back. I'm Steve Kraske. Among the bigger news stories last week was the announcement from city officials that they are settling on a location for a new terminal in Kansas City. That site is at the current location of Terminal A. One thing that hasn't changed is that the idea for the new airport would be a single all-in-one terminal. Gone would be the famous three-horseshoe design that most travelers have appreciated for so long that has really put KCI on the map. Joining us now to talk about all this is Mark Van Lowe. He's the aviation director for the city of Kansas City. And Mark, always good to have you. Good morning.
Thanks for having me.
Well, why this site where Terminal A is right now, Mark? Because the last time you were on the show, the talk was about a site south of the current airport. What's changed?
Well, yes, and we were very excited about that south side. I mean, it fit a lot of the problems that we had. Unfortunately, when we started doing more of a study and looked at ground transportation, we were going to be required to add a third lane to 152, high-speed flyover bridges off 29 and 435, more high-speed flyovers off of 152. And when you add all the surface transportation costs up, it was about $500 million. And that's MoDOT's budget for 1 year in the entire state of Missouri. And so very soon we said, listen, we can't afford this. It's not going to happen. And so we then went back to the drawing board.
So, Mark, it was going to be the Missouri Department of Transportation paying that bill? The federal government wouldn't help with something like that?
Well, the federal government could probably help in a little bit about the interstate flyovers, but the 152 and all the other roads would have been have been bored by us and or MoDOT, and they just simply couldn't afford that.
So is the Terminal A site, is it kind of a fallback position, or does it have some advantages over the site that south of the airport that you were talking about?
Well, you know, 6 years ago, Terminal A site was one of our original targets. But you have to remember, 6 years ago in Kansas City, what was going on in Terminal A? Midwest Airlines was the hub here, and that terminal was booming. I mean, it was full. Now, because of all the consolidations, we have the ability to move everybody out of A, which is only two airlines, tear it down, and build a new terminal on top of A, saving $500 million. We already have the roadway structure, the fuel structure, the de-icing facilities are all right there, so there'll be even more savings.
You know, we're still talking this all-in-one terminal idea, no more three separate horseshoes. Why is that the way we have to go? Remind people what's going on here, Mark.
Well, if you think about it, we don't have just one airport at KCI. We have about 10 separate airports. If you think about it, every airline has its own checkpoint with its own team of security screeners and devices. None of the bag systems talk to each other. When this terminal was designed, code sharing with airlines didn't exist. They didn't want anything to do with each other. Now they all have their own deal. So if you fly on U.S. Air, you can connect over to United on another airport, fly to different cities. The passenger travel experience has changed in the last 40 years, and we just can't keep up with all these consolidations and mergers and buyouts and everything else that's happening.
And
it's just so expensive.
And so the all-in-one terminal idea, what, just makes sense?
It does. And you know, you look around the country and around the world, that's what you see. I can't think of any other airport that has separate, distinct terminals like we do that aren't connected at all.
What would this new airport look like? Can you describe it to us over the radio here?
Well, the picture you saw in the Kansas City Star was just an artist rendering. We haven't even hired architects to look at this yet, but it's pretty simple. You will have the common area where everybody goes and gets their tickets, get rid of their bags, and then you check in, and you're able to go down the concourse and find your gate at your leisure rather than what you do now. There'll be more amenities for travelers, which is what they've been asking for. We're going to do things a little differently in Kansas City. We're going to put the baggage claim on the top floor, so when you get off your plane to collect your bags, you're in this big, expansive hall area that gives you a dramatic impression of Kansas City. And that's really what we've heard from our elected officials. We want to make this something that people will know they're in Kansas City.
Yeah, you're right, because usually bag claim, you're always going downstairs, right?
Yeah, you're usually in the bowel of the airport. The ceiling is low. It's dark. You just want to get your bag and you want to get out of there. But we want to switch that and put that on the top floor at our new terminal. We're also getting rid of all the congestion on the curbs. We're going to have several levels of roadways, and all cabs, limos, buses, shuttles will have their own area inside the parking garage where they pick up passengers. So that curb will be uncongested. No one will be there hassling you when you drop off your mother or your grandmother on the curb. You'll have plenty of room, and you'll be able to take your time. And that's another one of the big complaints we hear currently about our terminal congestion on curbs.
And for parking is going to be right in the middle of this whole structure. So in theory, that idea of still being close to the gate, that's still the case, right?
It is. And, you know, we'll have a multiple-level parking structure, and you will be able to walk in to the terminal with walkways, elevated walkways, or even tunnels out of the weather, basically what they have now in our parking decks.
Yeah, I was a little confused by that because I thought one of the concerns about the current airport and the way it's laid out was that cars were simply too close to people and to the planes themselves, and that in itself posed some kind of security risk. If you're putting the parking structure in the middle of this new terminal, doesn't that raise some issues there?
Well, the modern design and what you're talking about is a 300-foot blast rule that the Homeland Security has come out with and has had out for several years, that in case we have a heightened security alert, we have to keep cars 300 feet away from unprotected facilities. Well, the new facility will be built with blast devices contained, so if there was, you know, some kind of event, it would be protecting of the terminal and not blow out windows and then hurt people. So it's all in the design.
Do you think, in general, Mark, will passengers and citizens of Kansas City, will they have to walk longer to get from their cars to their planes and pick people up, or will the distances be shorter?
Well, the distances, if you walk into one end of our terminal now and have to go to the other end, it's a third of a mile.
Is that right?
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
And there are no moving walkways, of course. You can't put one in a round terminal. So what we're going to do, if you look at the terminal layout that was in the Star, they'll be moving walkways down those corridors. So you'll actually be able to get from the ticketing area to your gate much faster.
Yeah. This new site, Mark, for the airport, the current location of Terminal A, is this definitely what it's going to be, or is it still under consideration in some way?
Well, it's technically still under consideration because we haven't filed the report with the FAA, which we hope to do in January. But it's the preferred method. The FAA has been with us at the table and all the meetings we've had in the last year, and they agree with us.
Xavier from Independence writes us this. You can also write us at UpToDate at KCUR.org or give us a call, 816-235-2888. And Xavier writes this, Mark, they want to tear it down and build a new facility internationally designed to be horribly inconvenient for the flying public. Why, he asks, to fatten the profits for the airlines? Our current airport is a beautiful, functional, efficient, and convenient facility. Leave it alone. And obviously, Mark, you know Xavier is speaking for a lot of folks.
Absolutely. We are spoiled. We are all spoiled rotten from having this layout. But it's starting to cost us a tremendous amount of money, and it's costing the airlines even more to operate this way. It's not efficient at all. It's convenient for the local customer, but it's not convenient for a lot of the travelers and business people that we get in and out of Kansas City.
And Trudy asked us this via email. So we have to drag our bags down two levels to ground transportation. There's a reason other airports have baggage claim on the ground level.
Well, you're dragging your bags up currently.
Okay.
Some of these ground transport. You know, it's six and a half, one dozen of the other. We're going to have moving walkways, elevators, escalators to make it more convenient for you. But for the majority of the people that aren't even checking bags anymore, they're all carry-on. They'll be able to walk right out into the plaza to pick up a cab or a limo or go to their car.
You're talking about other airports because right now people walk right in off the street. They can drop their bag off at KCI. It's pretty convenient.
It is convenient if you can get to the curb front and get your bag into where it needs to go. One of the design elements of our new idea is to have the bag drop-off in the parking garage. So you actually get rid of your bags as soon as you get out of your car. You don't have to take your bag anywhere.
Right.
It's all new technology. It's been used in Europe for many, many years, and it's just now catching on in the United States. And we'll probably be one of the first airports to try and use this technology.
So economy parking goes away, right, Mark?
No, there'll still be economy parking for people who maybe you're going on a trip for a long period of time. You don't want to pay the amount that you pay in the parking deck.
So where will that
be?
You
will have to. It'll be behind. It'll be near the control tower behind the parking deck. There's a surface area there.
So they're still going to
be. So we'll have different price points. For the business traveler who doesn't mind paying $22 a day like they do now, they'll have the deck. There'll be a valet system where you can pull up and have a valet take your car and park it for you in another garage, the B terminal garage. We hope to use that. And then for those people on vacation, economy, you'll be able to park on a surface lot and walk through the terminals with moving walkways.
What would happen to the current economy parking lots, which are so huge? They go on forever. What happens to them?
Well, that asphalt, by the time the terminal's constructed, will have reached its useful life. Now, we may end up renting that space out to other companies who are looking for that amount of space. There could be other parking operators out there that may want to use it. Parking spot we have at the airport offers an excellent service, and I know they're out of space. So we intend to fully reuse the space.
Let's go to some phone calls here. Pat from Overland Park. Pat, thanks for holding on.
Thank you for taking my call. A lot of flyers are speculating that the reason why there's going to be a consolidation of the terminal is to help facilitate improved security for TSA. If that is the case, why isn't the TSA picking up some of the cost of this new terminal?
They will be. TSA will be paying for checkpoints and the baggage systems.
And just to be clear, Mark, Pat, thank you for the phone. Does that answer your question, Pat?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And just to be clear, Mark, who is footing the tab for this new terminal?
Well, there's a multiple list of users who pay for the terminal now. The airlines pay us rent. They pay us landing fees. So they'll continue to pay us as tenants. We will also receive federal grants from the Aviation Trust Fund. And I want the listeners to know this isn't coming from the schools or the roads. This is coming from aviation trust funds in Washington that every time you fly, you pay for. Look at the bottom of your ticket next time. You pay a lot of money in taxes going to the feds. We're going to take that money for Kansas City. We think it's our turn. And then the other part, the airport will be issuing bonds like we do for major construction projects and paying that off over a 30-year period.
And to what extent is the federal government or the Federal Aviation Administration saying, we've got to do this?
It isn't so much the FAA. It's more of Homeland Security, which is another arm. Because of the security costs in Kansas City, we're some of the highest in the nation. Because we have to have checkpoints at every airline, and we've got over 500 screeners at KCI. We need about 200. So it's a considerable amount of money. And then, of course, you know, again, I have three of everything. I'm heating and cooling and cleaning all terminals. And I know a lot of the bloggers out there said, well, you knucklehead, why don't you close one terminal and move people into two? Well, that's fine, but those two terminals we have can't handle those large airlines. The baggage systems that below your feet in the terminal that you don't see can't handle a 727 or a 757 on Delta Airlines every morning. It's too small. And if you've flown on some of those airlines at 6 a.m. at KCI, you know exactly what I'm talking about. There's no room for all those people getting on that one large airplane.
Right.
Can't handle it. Travelers know this. When you get to your destination next time and you open your suitcase, you'll find a love note in there from the TSA saying, hey, we just inspected your bag. They did that because our systems can't handle all those bags. They physically have to be inspected by a human being, every bag.
Let's go to Matt from Baldwin City. Matt, you're on Up Today. Good morning.
Yeah, I've been hearing about this. I've been in a lot of airports around the country, and Kansas City's is, as it is, the flat out the best. It is the most convenient, easiest to get through. You don't have to arrive 2 hours ahead of time. You can arrive with a much shorter time buffer. It is clearly a good design which serves the customer. And I think what is being argued for here is a system in which the customer serves the system. And it has to do with an idea about society and whom will serve whom. And I don't think it needs to be changed. It is already a very good design. And the federal money that we've been paying, well, let's fold it back into the security costs. because as it is working very well for the consumer.
But Matt, you just heard Mark Van Lowe say that the federal government, Homeland Security, is requiring Kansas City to make some changes here.
Well, it comes down to the question, who serves whom?
Okay.
And it, you know, do we reconfigure the airport away from what really serves the people?
Yeah. Mark, go ahead and respond to Matt, would you please?
Well, it's a good point. Although my customer are the airlines. If you think about it, the passengers, the people who use the airport, are really the airline's customer, but my customer is the airlines themselves. And it's my job to get the best service we can possibly get from these airlines. And I'm unable to do that currently. We're losing flights. We don't have enough international flights, I don't believe. And I think we could do a lot better by consolidating, reducing the cost to operate an airport for my customers.
And again, just to be crystal here, you're saying we've got to make a change here given the constraints and the requirements of Homeland Security.
Yeah, eventually I'm going to get a call from Homeland Security saying, we're not going to continue to pay for your security in Kansas City. Here's a check, and this is all we're going to pay. And when that happens, I have to look to someone to pay those extra security costs, and it will be the consumer and the airlines.
And has Homeland Security, Mark, have they indicated to you point blank that you've got to make a change in Kansas City?
No, they have not.
Okay. So you're anticipating it's going to happen at some point down the road?
Yes. You know, we've got a lot of budget issues in Washington coming up, and they're going to start cutting. And some of the things they can cut are, you know, the low-hanging fruit. And why does it cost so much money to secure people in Kansas City? And then they look at our layout, and they realize we've got too many federal employees there. Something has to be done. And, you know, a lot of the new bells and whistles that are out there now, Trusted Traveler and those special lanes for the frequent flyer, we don't do that in Kansas City because we don't have the room. So that's a lot of customer service issues that we're not able to deliver.
Yeah. You were saying a minute ago, Mark, that we're losing flights in Kansas City. What chance do we have of becoming a hub airport with this new design? Because we've had emails from different folks, including Kevin from Blue Springs, who says that the chance of KCI ever becoming a hub airport is almost nil. What about that?
Well, let's tick off the number of times Kansas City has been a hub for an airline. TWA, Braniff, Vanguard, Midwest Airlines, we were their hub. Frontier, we were their hub. We're not anymore. So it'll increase the chances of becoming a hub, but I'm not so sure we want to be one of those super hubs, because when you become dominated by one airline, prices go up. Look at Minneapolis or Detroit, if anybody's flown there lately. It's very expensive. I want to have a good mix of airlines. They keep everybody honest, keep everybody in check. But a lot of flights we're losing because we can't accommodate any more aircraft in that gate area. Southwest Airlines is a perfect example. They just initiated service to Washington, D.C. from St. Louis, because our gate area in Southwest, if you've been there in the morning, you know what I'm talking about. It's absolutely packed.
So, okay. I'm confused by why becoming a hub would necessarily raise prices, because it would seem to be just the opposite.
Well, it depends, again, who the hub is. I'm sure some of the listeners have had to go to Minneapolis last minute a few years ago before Southwest moved in. They were paying $800 to fly to Minneapolis from Kansas City. We had many people we lost traveling that route. We're taking their cars. They were driving to Minneapolis because it was so expensive to fly.
Yeah.
When you're a dominant carrier in one city, you control the prices. And that's way with competition in any industry you can imagine. So we have a great mix right now with Southwest being our largest carrier, but we've got a lot of other carriers also that are dominant. And it's a good mix, and it keeps our prices low. And that's important to Kansas City. We think we should be the ultimate convention town because we're in the middle of the country. It's easy to get to, great weather. Why should Denver be it?
Mark Van Lowe is the aviation director for the city of Kansas City. Mark, thanks for coming on, and please come back soon and visit again. So many folks have questions about this, and it's of such import to so many folks around town. So come back, and we'll do it again, okay?
I appreciate all your help.
You bet, Mark. All the best.